guess you got to do both. So that's kind of what I do.
Right on, man. And, Bub, you chose CPE for this build because of the quality of what they build. You were very specific. You had Mishimoto on that car. You wanted to take the build around the corner, and you wanted to build into the future like you do. You're a very quiet, humble builder. You are considered in the top three in the industry today by the professionals and the print magazine. Your work is touted by big names like Chip Foos and all Billy Lane, all of them. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to go to CPE or Custom Performance Engineering for this build? You had a million places to go.
Yeah, it's, just simple, man. Let's get straight to it. It's quality. It's, CPE brings to the table, especially for these 2.3 EcoBoosts, everything that we needed to get this car where it needs to go, not only for right now, the present time, but also the future, our future goals with this car. You know, after everybody knows, once we go post SEMA show, we are going to go super deep inside of that motor on this car, some of the drivetrain on it, and get this thing up to that 750 horse range and just have a lot of fun with it, man.
So, Bub, let me ask you a question. When the Mishimoto for intercooler, for example, first of all, Bub, what is an intercooler, and what is let's talk about an intercooler. What's an intercooler?
Okay, so an intercooler is much like what most people think in their mind, a radiator on a car. It's meant to cool down air in some shape or form, not like a radiator cooling down water. You are cooling down the air that's created and generated from the turbocharger itself, where naturally it is producing a little bit hotter air than you would want to go into your motor. You put on any brand, manufacturer, size, doesn't matter. You go with an air-to-air intercooler, and what that does is it allows the air to cool from the outlet side of the turbocharger to the inlet side of your intake assembly on your motor.
So when you talk about hot and cold charged air pipe, what do they call them, Bub?
You have hot charge pipes, cold charge pipes. That's just depending on which side of the intercooler they are on.
Okay. And, Mitch, as you guys develop and design these things, what tells you what size piping to use? What tells you what size intercooler to use? Let's talk a little bit about the technical side of that.
A lot of the time we're kind of constrained by the car itself, and we also want to be able to make it work with like OEM fitment. So all of our intercoolers, you can use the stock charge pipes, you can use our charge pipes, and sometimes you can use other aftermarket charge pipes. And then a lot of the time for the intercoolers, it's pretty much how big we fit in that stock location without having to cut anything or change the car, so that if they did decide to go back to stock or anything like that, so they can still do so, take all the parts off, and they won't have any issues or warranty issues, stuff like that. Kind of the OEM quality, but the high performance aspect of it.
You know, and that's really good too, Mitch, that you know, that you guys over at CPE design and build that way, everything that you do. You know, and that's super huge in what we do here at BEM is just all you know, we want to make sure that, you know, while we can do crazy one-off builds, and we've done stuff for, you know, you know, a lot of one-off designs and cars that just don't even exist in the world, we've just built them. You know, it's always nice having product that you can just truly take from a shelf because of its design and build style. You can take it off the shelf, out of the box, install it, have guaranteed fitment, you know, perfect response and function. And if you ever wanted to modify or change it later on down the road, you're not having to go through and recut and redesign the entire car to make that happen.
Yeah, right on, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Good morning to Lou and Hayden. Lou and Hayden is in Ozark, Missouri. We did lose a feed. We are back up. Thank you. And good morning to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, number 12 dirt track racer up there in the Northeast. We're going to be joined by Mark Hoffman here shortly. Okay, so let's talk, Mitch, a little bit about how much time goes into the R&D of these things. Often, big names like Turbonetics, Precision, Bub has the only turbo of its type in the world ever made in this Mustang, right? So a lot of people turn to Bub because of the quality and his technical expertise. So tell us a little bit about from the Custom Performance Engineering side, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all of these parts from CPE will be up for sale on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website prior to us leaving for SEMA, because when we get back, we are going to be offering these in packages. So, Mitch, talk about the technical side of the design. Why is the intercooler set at that size as opposed to the smaller Mishimoto type thing? What goes through your mind as you're putting these things together?
Well, to start off, we do make a smaller soft fitment intercooler where you can keep the grill shutters, but once you get to a certain horsepower level, you don't have the airflow, you don't have the frontal area, you can't fit the right core size, and your charge temperature starts to go up once you add a bigger turbo like you guys are running, or even push the stock turbo very hard. And as you guys know, high charge air temperatures are killer for a turbo motor.
Yep.
So for this one, there's tons of room between the crash bar and the condenser, so we just made use of all that room. And the other thing is, with an intercooler that big, we use the casting process to add diffuser fins and other design aspects that allow for minimal pressure drop and maximum flow, so that you can have that big intercooler that'll still work on a stock turbo without any turbo lag or pressure drop. And this big intercooler, believe it or not, will still work with the stock tune, stock turbo, where it'll go all the way up to a 750, 800 horsepower build, and work the same way. It's near 100% efficient, and it even has upgradable inlets and outlets. You could cut off that 2.5-inch section, go to a full 3-inch section if you're really running big power and you need that airflow as well.
So, Bud, one of the things that Mitch just said is you're knocking on the door of 750 horsepower all week long while we've been featuring the CPE products, because they are now a title sponsor for the next 12 months with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports on both the daily live stream and the podcast. We officially entered into that yesterday. One of the things you said all week long is you want to knock on that 750 horsepower door once the car comes back from the national tour after SEMA. It'll be on the road for 12 months. It'll make an appearance at Ford headquarters, Turbonetics. I'm sure it'll be over at Steeda. I know it's going to be at all the large car shows that are booked for it already. No doubt it'll wind up over at CPE. You and he are saying those same numbers. So let's talk about it, because it's going to change the dynamic of that being the stock block that broke the record.
Yeah, it's right now the car is, as everybody knows, this is a true this is a true bolt-on ride. I mean, it's got a crazy design style put into it, but it's a true, quote-unquote bolt-on ride right now. Everything that is on this vehicle, with the exception of, all the stuff we've done in terms of modifications, in terms of, panel fitments from, like, the Duraflex wide body and stuff, everything is a true bolt-on. So everything from 2015 onward, the S550 class Mustangs, all of these components will transfer over from one another, right, especially if it's, like, the powertrain stuff, the 2.3 EcoBoost. So we are rocking this thing as a true bolt-on car. The turbocharger kit is a true bolt-on. All of the CPE components, everything from the cold air intake to the hot charge pipe, the cold charge pipe, the exhale kit, the HAS blow-off valve, the front mount intercooler, all of these components are out of the box and they are available to the entire S550 world. So it's going to be, once it's shown at SEMA, these are all components that the end user can pick up the phone and call and either get them through us, get them through CPE directly. A lot of guys use American Muscle. So there's so much stuff out there, and it's not just the Mustang line that CPE offers. There's multiple lines out there as well that they offer.
I talked to Kelly about that yesterday over at CPE. She wanted to know if we wanted the Mustang line or the complete line of CPE products.
Yeah.
Now that they are a title sponsor, over the next 12 months minimum, we will be featuring all of their performance products for sale on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. That'll be up. I think you'll be working on that this week, I think, Connor, getting all that together.
Yeah, I'm working on it
now.
So
we will be, what we're going to be doing is offering not only the individual components, but we will be offering power packages as well that are truly, as you say, Bub, just drop in, stock setups. Like Mitch was saying, you could still run the stock turbo off this setup.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's, you always want to upgrade, especially when it comes to, upgrading boost. I mean, come on, guys. If you've got a turbocharger, most guys out there want power. That's kind of the point of it. So you can take these things and listen, with turboed applications, it doesn't take much to make a very big difference from factory. I mean, when you do the right tunes, it's a turbo. When you let it breathe, man, both on the inlet side and the outlet side, when you let them breathe, they're doing work. You know, as long as you tune that properly and you add the right amount of fuel to that and get the tune set right, you can open something up, man, a big difference.
And, Mitch, I guess you guys build forward, just like Bub does, into that to allow people to have that capability. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so in designing something like that, yep. Mitch, go ahead. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead. In designing something like that, Bub's very forward-thinking from a visionary standpoint. Tell me a little bit about what, and the audience a little bit about what goes through your mind when you're seeing that. When you're saying, okay, this intercooler has to have this size to it, or this charge pipe has to have this diameter to it. What kind of is the design approach or the technical approach as you sit down and put pen to paper there?
A lot of it is just mostly based on minimizing pressure loss. And we kind of have a formula for these intercoolers. We've been doing them for several years.
Yep.
So we've done a lot of testing on our core design. So we use a ball and plate core because it's going to be the most efficient. We have the maximum frontal area, which is big. The more frontal area, the more heat exchange you could have. So if you have a giant core but no frontal area, it's not going to work so well. So, I mean, as you see on this intercooler, it's right in your face. It covers the whole front grill. And that way you get all the airflow. It really cools it down. And then the core size, too, especially if you get to a stoplight or, say, you're drag racing, you go to a burnout pit, you don't really have any airflow, everything starts to heat up, so having that giant core gives you some leniency before everything starts to heat up, you know, keep so that you still have pull there before you go down the truck or launch the car or whatever you're using the car for. So front door area is big, not having pressure drop is big, which is something we're always going to be testing on these intercoolers, and a lot of them have less pressure drop than stock, which is really big when you're making a bigger core. A lot of these giant cores will have a lot more pressure drop, so the turbo has to work harder. So if you kind of peek a flashlight into there, you can see that there's little fins in there inside the end tanks, and what they do is they push the air to the front of the intercooler, the back of the intercooler, the top, the bottom, so that you're using the whole core. Because, I mean, what use is that giant core if you're only using half of it or two-thirds of it? We do some CFD analysis on it to make sure that the air goes through the whole core instead of just one section. And we do 3D printing for fitment, make sure it's 100% perfect before we go into casting. Everything's designed via CAD and we actually digitally scan the car, the front of the car, all the mounting points, just to make sure everything's perfect. So when the customer gets it, puts it on the car, it's going to be easy, simple, and it's going to fit just like they want it and perform just like they want it to.
So, Mitch, is it safe to say that CPE, I know the answer to this, but for the audience listening around the world, Gary McCormick out in Glasgow, Scotland, good morning. Lewin Hayden out in the Ozarks in Missouri, good morning. Reggie at Turbinetics out in California, good morning. All of our fans and family around the world. Is it safe to say that CPE and the reason Bub has chosen CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, is because of the quality, the forward innovative thinking, the design, the technology, and the precision and quality that goes into the product?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we really appreciate working with you guys and giving us the opportunity to be part of your build, and we're really honored and humbled to be part of it. We've been really working really hard on all this EcoBoost stuff. We've been doing these turbocharged direct injection cars for a while now. And we really dove really deep into the EcoBoost. We started to get into drag racing. We're the first M11 10s M9s in the quarter mile for the EcoBoost Mustang. We've really put our best foot forward on it and really done everything we can to really be the top name in the 2.3 EcoBoost. And I hope that's what we are.
Well, I can tell you this much. There are two, We are involved with two race teams, the rally team and the dirt track team, and we are going to be talking to all of these sponsors that were part of this SEMA build. The timing is just not correct right now with focusing and coming down the line, getting ready to SEMA, go to SEMA. But I want all of these big names on the new rally and dirt track team. They're going to be rolled out at the beginning of the year, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Prep for the next year. So there's a vast amount of exposure that's getting ready to come from this. As you know, CPE, we're going to have CPE here, what, Bub, November 18th with the other sponsors. We are, again, the VIP host at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world. There are 26,000 people that attend monthly at that event. We are going to have the tour bus out there, the rally team, you, Geo Hammerback. Our whole team will be out there in unison with the unveiling of the car to the public. The press will be there, and it will exponentially increase the number of attendees because people are going to want to see this thing, Bob.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's coming straight from SEMA. It's coming right back here and hitting Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. You know, that car is going to unveil there, and then it's just going to immediately start hitting the tour circuit from there on out. So it's going to be super exciting, man. It's, you know, we're really looking forward to it. The car itself is literally, it's, man, I was talking with, who was I? I was talking to Sean last night from DNA Surface Concepts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we're talking about he's going to do a full carbon ceramic coating on the car, and it's just going to look so wet, man. It's, we're literally talking about the fact that, you know, in our industry, you know, when you deal with, you know, cars and automotive related things on a daily basis, you kind of lose. You kind of lose that feeling of, you know, hey, this is really cool. Like, yeah, I really care about this project, whatever, you know, because you're doing it so much. You know, we're doing down here right now. We're doing, I think, 40-something rides right now. So we have a lot of stuff on our backlog. We've got a lot of rides in the works. So you don't really get too excited over one individual ride because they all kind of blend together. That's not saying we put Ford Mustang parts on a Chevrolet Camaro front end or anything.
That's not what we do.
But listen, man, it's, you know, when we were building this car, it's – one where, you know, when you're walking around, you're like, man, this thing is actually coming together pretty solid, dude. So it's nice knowing that there's a car that's actually making it really, really solid right now. It's a pretty big statement coming from this thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Mitch, we're going to wrap this segment up. Would you please give everybody the website and the phone number? The products will all be available for sale on our website, but please give everybody the website, Mitch, and the phone number.
All right. Our website is www.cp-e.com, and our phone number is 301-477-1933.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the very best in intercoolers for your turbocharged application, you will be seeing Bub designing the power packages, selling them on the Bub's Exotic Motorsports. He will be going exclusively with the Turbonetics Precision Turbos and the CPE intercooler systems. That's going to be a marriage that's long since been coming. It's going to be big.
Hey, man, one more thing, Mitch. I know you guys from behind the scenes talking with you guys. What you guys are doing a Raptor for SEMA, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So where can that be seen at SEMA?
To be honest, I don't know the booth number, but okay. We are going to have a booth this year. But just look for the CPE booth. You'll see the big Raptor with big bumpers on it, and big wheels, big tires, and all of our prototype parts for the Raptor coming out.
Okay.
I think we're going to visit over at the CPE booth and do a meet and greet and sign some autographs, too, this year.
Yeah, and then you'll get in the Raptor and drive over everything.
I will.
Yes.
No problems. Mitch, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it today. We definitely, definitely, definitely have a long future together. How about that?
Thank you very much. It's an honor to work with you guys, and we're very excited over here at CPE.
Wonderful project.
Thanks, Mitch.
Man. For the best in the world, CPE Engineering. Thank you so much, Mitch. Appreciate it. Have a great day, buddy. Enjoy the cruise out there in Ocean City.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have two calls on hold. We're going to get to both of them. First up is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. Mark, are you with us? Good morning, sir.
Yes, I am. Good morning, you two.
How are you?
What's up, Mark?
Hope everything pretty good. I hope everything is well post-storm down there.
Yeah, everything's going good, man. Everything's going really good. We're going to have to talk about putting a nice turbocharged application on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Hoffman Monte Carlo for next year. Is that legal to run in on the dirt?
No. Okay. That would not. That would get too clogged up with dirt and not work at all.
It wouldn't?
So,
well, you know what? Our rally champion, Gio Hammerback, drives in the dirt all the time, and he, I mean, no problem there.
Well, we could possibly put it on the hauler that hauls the car.
That'd be pretty cool, man.
That'd look pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, man. Yeah, but that's a golf cart, isn't it?
Yeah. before I forget, you guys were talking about the cars and coffee in Palm Beach. Hopefully, when you guys come and pick up the old number 12 to get the much needed facelift for next year.
Yeah.
We can also debut it in the February Cars and Coffee when I'm in town.
Oh, that would be nice, man. That would be really nice, man.
Yeah. So have the Mustang and everything else along the line and have the number 12 out there, too.
Oh, that'd be really fun, wouldn't it, man?
Really cool.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
That'd be extremely
cool,
man.
Because I'll be down there for the dirt weeks. So
well,
I'll be in the state.
Well, you know what? November 18th, we're unveiling the car to the public at the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. What about, let me ask you a question. Will you be able to make that event with us?
If I can get some sponsorship to haul the car down there, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let you and I have that conversation sidebar, but I'd certainly like you to be there with Gio and Bubba and I and the rest of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports crew. This is going to be a huge unveiling, as you know. It will be the Cars and Coffee is contracted to have the official unveiling of this car, the SEMA car.
And the only thing is, I know one thing right now. The dirt car won't be as pretty.
It doesn't have to be pretty. You ought to see Gio's BMW, man. It's a mess, but it looks good. That's what it's designed to do, is be bounced around. That means
they're doing work.
Right on, man.
Or it just means you drove it.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that would be my birthday weekend too. So that would work out great.
That would work out really, really nice. So, are there any races that we should know about coming up this weekend, Mark?
Well, nothing for the next 2 weekends. next weekend, I'll be at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Gaithersburg,
right,
doing a antique and collectible show, setting up a booth. And the next time that the number 12 will be back out on track will be Friday the 13th, go figure.
Whoa, how about that?
And the 14th.
Bump and grind, man, that's all I can say.
So, yeah, the only problem is this is the longest stretch we've had no rain. Mm-hmm. We were on day 16 with no rain.
Yeah,
because all of the energy has been with all them storms on the East Coast. But I have a funny feeling if it rains on the 13th or 14th, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. How about that? All right, Mark, you have a good day. We're going to jump in.
That's an understatement.
It is. We've got our next caller.
All right.
We got our next caller on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, our producer saying we got a comment as well. Mark, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling in. We will be talking to you next week with an update.
I will be calling back in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Actually, call in next week to give us an update on what's going on the circuit, please.
All right. I will. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, buddy. Mr. Producer, we've got a caller, but you go first there.
Yeah, so Craig Netzer, we love the support. He says the Mustang named Phantom rocks, but he also says SEMA Mustang is going to rock the world.
It is. Craig is
right.
Craig is our personal assistant, and that is correct. Isn't it, Connor? You see the car every day. It's incredible, isn't it?
It's crazy to watch it come along, like from when I started here Monday.
Yeah.
And like to see where we're at now. It's just insane. And then we have a Lewin Hayden, who is
Ozark, Missouri.
Yeah, he was asking how the tour bus gate is.
Good morning, Lewin. Caller, you're on the air live. Doing it Bubba style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who are we speaking to today?
This is Joe Geerin with Grassroots Motorsports Magazine.
It sure is, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Geerin, Grassroots Motorsports, the number one motorsports publication in the world. Joe is our point of contact, and Joe is a primary title sponsor. Here we have just signed on a group of new sponsors, Bub, with the SEMA release. Joe is one of them for the next 12 months. The Grassroots Motorsports organization is doing the exclusive unveiling of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 2017 Mustang. Good morning, Joe. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Tom. How you guys doing? Hey, Bubba, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, bro?
It's all good. Looking forward to the madness that is SEMA.
Yes.
It's getting time, isn't it, Joe, man? It's getting exciting as hell, man.
Oh, man. Quit it. You're going to give me a panic attack, man. SEMA is my Super Bowl every year. It is a massively, massively important thing for our company. So many industry professionals there we need to talk to, so many cool things we need to write about. For people that haven't been before, it's just a mind-blowing experience. They say if you walk the entire show, it's 30 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane, Joe. I mean, I try to tell people that all the time. We even have guys here in our facility who have never been to SEMA. Our upholsterer, for example, this is going to be his first time going to SEMA. And it's, when you try to describe the SEMA show to people, words can't do it. I mean, it's not a car show that you go to. It's not a weekend packed, parking lot. It's not, it's not just a bunch of guys with their hoods open. I mean, this is something that, you see in movie sets only times a million.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at its heart, SEMA is a trade show. So it's where industry professionals get a whole bunch of work done.
Yep.
So one thing I'd say to anybody that's going there for fun, say they've gotten a pass through their work or from a buddy or something like that.
Yep.
And hey, man, I would love to go to SEMA one day for fun and be able to just walk around and check everything out and take it all in.
You can't,
but
man.
One thing I do ask for people that are going, just be considerate of industry professionals that are out there.
Yeah.
Because there's so many folks clogging the aisles and, waiting for a poster that the Duck Dynasty guys are going to sign. Come on, man. There's people here trying to work. So
you're making
just have a little spatial awareness.
Yeah, you're making a very good point.
If you feel somebody kicking your shins to get you out of the way, the chances are that's me.
This is like Christmas for us in many ways, although that's not meant to minimize Christmas. Joe, you make a very good point. People like you, for example, you and I had a conversation, I think it was Tuesday, as we wrapped up the contractual end for the next 12 months with Grassroots and Bubba Exotic Motorsports. We discussed that you're going to stop over and start taking some preliminary pictures and things like that of this car, because you do have the exclusive unveiling. It's not going to Mustangs and Fast Fords or anybody. It's Grassroots Motorsports. It's your unveiling.
Well, like I said, Tom, send me some pictures of this car. I brought it to the editorial staff, and we're certainly interested in an EcoBoost Mustang that's putting out that kind of power and has that kind of capability, and we like the guys that you guys have partnered with. You guys are working with Steeda as well, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a lot with Steeda right now. It's as you know, don't have to
great
tell
flag.
You, Joe. It's those guys are insane.
Who is Steeda, Bob? Who's Steeda?
So Steeda Autosports is they're kind of like world domination when it comes to, especially when it comes to like the older vintage Mustangs, and it's kind of where they started. We talked to the guys over at Steeda. We featured them on the show a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about where it all started, building all the performance products for Ford. With all the Mustang stuff that came out. That was back in like the Fox body even earlier, like
Fox
the 79,
body, yeah.
Say 80, 82.
They've been at it for a long time, yeah.
Long time, man.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of different Mustang projects, and we always work with those guys.
Yeah.
They're great guys to work with. They make great products. They're very knowledgeable.
They are the number one.
So I'm really, we're really looking forward to coming out to the SEMA show, and checking out the Mustang, and then hopefully if everything works right, you know, getting down there, down your way, and doing a little driving and seeing what the thing can do.
Well, there is talk that Bub is going to put our rally driver, Gio Hammerback, in the seat of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang and put him out there on the drift course. And that's a very dangerous thing because Gio, while he's very laid back like Bubba, you know, in fact, you know Gio very well, Joe.
Sure. Yeah. So he competed in our $2,000 challenge, which actually, that was one thing I wanted to plug with you guys. Coming up October 20th to the 21st mm-hmm. at Gainesville Raceway, we hold a contest once a year, and it's ridiculous. It's so much fun. There's so much ingenuity. I'd love for you guys to make it up there if you
we'll
can.
Make it. We'll be there.
Anybody that's listening to this. If you guys can make it up, it's a riot. It's called the $2,017 Challenge, the
okay.
Grassroots Motorsports $2,017 Challenge. We've got CRC Chemicals is helping us put it on, as well as Miller Electric. You know, they make the great welders.
Yep, exactly.
And what we do is challenge our readers to buy, build, and then race a car, spending a total budget of $2,017.
That's a tough budget right there.
That's the purchase price of the car. Oh, yeah. I mean, so what a lot of our guys do is, you know, they get just shells of cars from a junkyard or from a buddy or whatever, but it's fair market value. So you got to record every single thing that goes into that car. And I tell you guys, the cars our guys build are mind blowing. We have guys running mid to low 10 second quarter miles in cars they built for $2,000. So we do a drag race, a full quarter-mile drag race at the same place they do the Winter Nationals there in Gainesville.
Yep, Gainesville, Florida.
And then we also do a autocross, and then we have a car show, you know, a Concours event, just to check out, you know, attention to detail and you know, just the neat little features that the guys put in the cars. But, we've had guys show up with 500 cubic inch Cadillac motors and BMW 320i's. We've had guys show up. We had a guy show up with a Zamboni.
Come on.
It was a Ford Mustang underneath, but it looked like a Zamboni. I mean, it's a wacky, wacky contest. Some of the cars are deadly serious and wicked fast, but a lot of them are just plain goofy.
Yeah. A Zamboni, ladies and gentlemen.
This contest is really with...
A Zamboni, ladies and gentlemen, is an ice
so
machine. It's what you use to
smooth
out the ice at an ice cream.
Yeah, everybody knows what a Zamboni is.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe
if you're looking for...
I'm thinking, Joe, maybe we'll have an entry.
If you guys can make it up, you will love it.
I think in next year we need to have an entry with Gio in the – we could still get Gio in the rally side of it, the autocross side of it.
Yeah.
And you could do a drag side of it. We can do the CPE intercooler, the Precision Turbo. We could build a car that would be stupid, wicked fast, Bub.
Hey, as long as it's all in that budget and if sponsors are throwing in, I guess that still counts,
That's
yes?
That's right, man. Yeah. You got to do it for $2,000.
Right. Right. We can.
What a lot of these guys do is they'll go to the junkyard and say, source a turbocharger off a different car and then modify it and then put it into their car. I mean, the ingenuity these guys show is absolutely mind-blowing. We had some guys, engineers from Michigan, show up with a C4 Corvette that had been involved in a rollover crash.
Mm-hmm.
So the car was a write-off. They got a exhaust fan, or it was an exhaust fan from an Abrams tank that they got at some military surplus sale. And they mounted it in the car as a sucker, you know, so it would suck air from underneath like one of those old Chaparral cars in the 60s. It had side skirts on it, and they called it the cheaper Chaparral instead of the Chaparral.
The Chaparral, okay.
And they ended up winning the autocross version. So
wow.
It's a hell of a contest, a lot of fun. It's October 20th to the 21st at Gainesville Raceway. Attendance is free. So anybody wants to come out and check it out and see what you can build for $2,000, come on out, man. You won't regret it. If you're a car guy at all, you'll love it.
Hey,
Gio's
up there in Orlando right now. Gio, call him while we're on the phone with Joe, please. 714 242-5166. Let's get the let's get our World Rally Champion driver on the phone with because we got to talk about hitting this event 20th and 21st. 714-242-5166, Joe, if you can call in, please. You know what, Joe, we're looking to do some really, really big things with Grassroots Motorsports, these performance packages, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally Team, Dirt Track Team over the next 12 months. And, of course, we want to give Grassroots Motorsports, which is the finest publication, motorsports publication in the world today, has been a powerhouse dominating motorsports print and digital media place for years and years and years. So we want to, you know, that of course, all of that as a sponsor belongs to you guys now, and we're looking just forward to a wonderful, wonderful 2018, man, together. I mean, just as a family. It's going to be amazing, man.
Oh, yeah. Love what you guys are doing, and looking forward to working more closely with you guys in the coming year. Yeah, I'm real excited about this Mustang, man. It's that EcoBoost motor has a incredible amount. We actually have one of those Ford Transit vans that we just bought as our kind of our car shuttle tow pig event machine.
You'll Joe, are you guys getting sideways in the Transit van?
I tell you, well, of course we are, man. What do you think? But it's got the EcoBoost motor in it. I tell you what, that big van, it hauls ass.
Oh, yeah.
It really does.
Well, why don't we...
I find myself, like, pulling up to guys in Civics being like, hey, buddy, you want to race?
Joe, why don't we get it down here and have CPE put the intercooler assembly to it and have Precision put a turbo on it and step that thing up a notch? I mean,
God,
that's what it's supposed to be all about. The sponsors.
Get to those events fast.
Yeah, yes. How about that? Because we can't get to them fast enough and crash them quick enough.
I hear you on that. Yeah. it's actually a heck of a fan, man. It's a really nice machine.
You know what's funny too, Joe, is we are getting a tremendous amount of calls, not just domestically, but from over in the European theater. They're asking for the technical specs on this car. How Bub did it? You know, how did it? And we just can't give that information out. And they just keep saying, "I told them it'll release the day that we pull the cover." On the 31st, after the VIP party, that will be the day that we drop the technical specs on this car. So I want, of course, as you know.
Yeah, we're curious to know about that stuff, too. I mean, is this thing running 40 pounds of boost, or you know, what do you guys do to get that kind of power out of it? We're kind of curious.
No, man. So, I mean, that's what's actually really cool, Joe, is, you know, right now, as you know, this car has been, you know, especially with all these big names in the industry, you know, Steeda, as we mentioned earlier, you know, CPE, everybody out there that's thrown at this car. These are all products that have been designed and worked together, so hand in hand.
Well, you kind of put them together. You figured out technically.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
Where?
So all these components, we've designed them, we've gotten them, go hand in hand, and everything is, I mean, fit, form, and function, and everything complements one another. So, you know, this started with just the Turbonetics / Precision 2.3 EcoBoost Turbo, which is literally you take it out of the box, you unbolt your factory one, you bolt this one on, capable of 550, 600, just right there alone by itself. You know, and then we've taken that and added all these other components to it, and you're still working with true, quote-unquote, bolt-on components. There's no, you know, custom modification, no custom welding that needs to be done, no bracket modification, nothing. It's literally everything designed and put together to work hand-in-hand out of boxes and bolted on this car. That's the purpose of it.
Damn, 600 horsepower out of 2.3 liters.
Listen,
how crazy is
hey,
that?
Joe, and that thing comes on strong, dude. Every time I drive it, I mean, when you feel that boost coming on, dude, it literally lays you back in the seat, and you're like, what? This is coming out of this little donker?
And this is the second one.
Gotta, yeah.
This is the second concept you've done for Turbonetics Precision Turbos, the first, the SSX Turbonetics.
The first one doesn't even count. That was an animal, dude. I mean, 1,100 horse to the tire in that car, and it was
But it ran as smooth and quiet as it could be, man.
That one was just stupid, dude. I mean, when you felt boost coming on that car, it was just track the car straight. That's your main goal, is just hold it straight from first to fourth at 140 spinning.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
That I mean, it was just hold the car in a straight line. That was your goal.
You know, guys, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and when I was a kid, you know, we all yearned for the cars of the 60s because, you know, in the 70s and early 80s, well, there was a lot of crappy cars out there.
Yes,
we were
man.
Always dreaming of the Chevelle SSs and, you know, the GTOs and, the Hemi Challengers and the Camaro, the 68 Camaros and stuff like that. I tell you what, though, We're in the golden age of automobiles right
now. Oh, yeah, we are, man.
Absolutely mind-blowing
yeah. yep.
what technology has allowed us to do. I got to drive the Dodge Demon
yes, you did.
In the Hellcat wide-body.
Yep,
yep.
And my Lord.
Oh, insane.
I mean, the Demon is a sub-10-second car that you can go get groceries in.
Yep.
It's totally docile. My yep. mom, I could put my mom, my 70-year-old mom in the seat.
That's why you
say,
go,
hey, Mom, go down to Walgreens and, you know, get some, I don't know, makeup or whatever.
Yep.
And she could do it. You know, the car is so drivable. It's so easy. But then you want to, you know, you want to put the hammer down. It'll lift the front wheels off the ground.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So it's mind blowing to me what engineers have been able to do and the kind of performance envelope cars have. I mean, a Toyota Camry is running in the 13.
Isn't it crazy, man? And Joe, people were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to get that kind of performance not that long ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day, an LS6 Chevelle would struggle to break, you know, 14 seconds, you know, 13.9, 13.8 on those skinny old tires they had.
Oof.
And today, almost any, you know, V6 economy getter can almost do that sort of a time.
Yep, it's mass production nowadays. It's incredible, man. It's today's technology, Joe, has come a really long way, and it's allowed us, especially in, like, the aftermarket automotive industry, as you know, to really take these things. I mean, night and day animals, man. I mean, you can take these things, you know, we talk about it all the time, but, you know, factory, you know, like you just mentioned, the Hellcat, the Demon. I mean, you can take some of these factory mass production, 50-state legal, emissions-compliant vehicles that are already turning out 700-plus horsepower. You can unlock them with simple tunes and, you know, pulley upgrades if you're doing, you know, supercharge applications. You can literally, for a couple $100, take those cars and go from 700 to 950 like that. And that's what today's technology brings.
Oh, it's madness. Oh, sure, because you know that the OEMs, when they're making these cars, you know, if they, like the Hellcat, it's got 707 horsepower.
Yep.
Well, that's 707 horsepower that's covered under a warranty. It's
right.
Your 36,000 mile. Same thing with the Demon. It's 840 horsepower covered under a warranty.
That's not unlocked.
You know, if they're offering a warranty, that means that there's probably a little bit extra performance that you can unlock if you're willing to, you know, risk the warranty a little bit and, you know, tune with a professional, make sure you're doing it safely. But it is. It's mind-blowing. I got to spend some time in that the Hellcat wide body, which I tell you guys, you want one. Trust
me. Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty remarkable car.
And that'll be next on the build sheet.
Like the Demon, it's totally docile on the street.
That's the way Bud
builds. I got to throw it around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's a blast on the track. It's great in a straight line. It's fun to just drive around town. I think it's $75,000, something like that, and it's a bargain at that price.
Yeah, 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 it really is. These are the things that Grassroots brings you. This is why they're number one in the print and digital media, Bub. I mean, this is, you know, Joe and his crew are happy, they're excited, they're upbeat, they're enthusiastic, and they're on the cutting edge of all of this stuff, man. And that's why we had to give them the exclusive and enter into the 12-month contract, man, because this is the kind of press you want out there.
Yeah.
They're the best of the best, man.
Agreed.
You know, Joe, can I please have the Grassroots Motorsports website contact information as well, please?
Absolutely. It's grassrootsmotorsports.com. And then every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, we've been doing Grassroots Motorsports live broadcasts on our Facebook account. So go to Facebook, look for Grassroots Motorsports. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m., we'll be doing broadcasts. And October 20th to the 21st, we're going to be doing hourly broadcasts from the $2017 challenge.
Awesome.
So if you can't make it up there, make sure to go to our website or go to the YouTube channel, either YouTube or Facebook actually, because they're simulcast. And you'll get a real up-close and personal look at what the challenge is all about, even if you're not able to make it up to Gainesville. But like I said, if you can make it to Gainesville, absolutely do so. Not only are the cars fantastic, the teams that put these cars together are really worth talking to. We've got the same group of guys that come every year, and then we've got new teams that come every year. Actually, this year we have a team, an all-girls college team.
Oh, right on.
Smith College.
Yeah, right on. Go, girls.
Building a car. Yeah, all girls, yeah. And we've got a team from Georgia Tech that's coming. We've got a team. I'm forgetting the other college. We've got three or four different college teams that are all coming down. So it's not only engineers and car guys, but we've got students involved as well. It's a really, really cool show.
That's so grassroots. Joe, we're going to jump out of this segment. We're at 90 seconds to close out. We appreciate it. We love you. You will be joining us next week as well with another update.
Rock on, guys. Great talking to you all, and real glad that you made it through Irma without too much difficulty as well.
Thanks so much. Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe from Grassroots Motorsports. Love you, Joe. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
You got it, guys.